Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try to keep it short, but I do have a few different comments.
Can we have your name and address for the record?
Oh, I am. I'm Carolyn Schwabel, and I'm 79 in Hamilton Avenue, Leonardo, New Jersey, 07737. And I've tried to just hit some highlights, but I've got a lot more info on anything if you would like to hear it. I would like to just say that anything I say, I do have ultimate documentation in writing, most of which the mayor has received before town, the minutes of our Human Rights Commission meetings, the resolution back in, can believe it, 1968, when we were created 40 years ago. And it's interesting because we were thinking how to do publicity, and we're sure getting some. People know the Human Rights Commission exists, but it's for a very unfortunate reason. And also there are guidelines to the Human Rights Commission that contains a lot of our operating things. So there should be no misassumptions or whatever on what we do. But I was going to ask the same question. I think I was tabled last time, and was I ever going to get off the table? And I note last time the mayor mentioned that the reason I was not reappointed was because of ongoing litigation, or you called it unsettled, or whatever litigation that wasn't settled. However, I reiterate, if you would put it on the webpage as you're supposed to, and you now face a $10,000 fine for that too, it was settled August 1st, 07. The only thing remaining is for the town to go ahead and meet the obligations, Mr. Riley, of the consent orders. They didn't meet the first one, but maybe the August 07 when they will meet. But it has nothing to do with ongoing litigation at this point. And as Pat Waltz said, I am interested if it's supposed to be ongoing in litigation. Why was it being discussed in this meeting and in the newspapers? And if it is litigation, and we're employees, you said, we're employees of the district.
Personnel.
How does that difference than employee? If it's a personnel situation?
No, personnel is a generalized term. An employee has a specific meaning that you're a employee, you get paid a salary, and you're hired, and so on and so forth.
And personnel?
You're not an employee.
I'm not an employee,
no.
But we are personnel. Anyway, it seems as though my commission and I were being discussed as employees or personnel, if you will, in the newspaper, and in particular I refer to the Two River Times. And I'm just wondering, Dr. Schaffenberger, do you feel that the quotes that you said in there are accurate?
Well,
I know we get misquoted, all of us.
As I said just a few moments ago, we're not going to discuss this, as you indicated you're asking questions.
I have a reason for asking that, and are you trying to cut off my free speech?
Pardon?
Cutting off my free speech again?
No, I'm not cutting off your free speech. I'm just saying we're not going to respond to your question. So you can say whatever you want.
Okay, then I'll have to assume that these were canards that he mentioned because they appear that way to us, and I will tell you why. We as a commission did not go wandering off in a wrong direction. I as a leader did not. All the stuff that created us says we have a right to work in all different areas, including education. And I just want to give you one sentence about, this is from the resolution in 1968 that created the Human Rights Commission. And it says that we will cooperate with the diverse individuals, but we are supposed to develop policies and procedures in general and for programs of formal and informal education that will eliminate and aid all types of discrimination based on race, creed, national origin, ancestry, or age, color, etc. And I haven't let anybody astray. I've been chairperson for 3 years. They re-up me every time. If they did not like mayor, what I was doing, they would not have voted me in. We've been a good commission. In each case, you mentioned the education is one main thing that we're not supposed to dabble, kind of demeaning terms, in education. I was a school psychologist. We had a lot of contact. Jackie is a good educator. In most cases, let it be known, the school system came to us. When Christy Whitman was here and there was bias at Thompson, the Board of Ed, maybe Pat was on it then, invited us to come and sit in, and I couldn't get up on the stage because it's not accessible. We were there. But I'm just saying that Chris Halpin, the assistant superintendent, I knew well. He came to me for advice. He's the one. We did not ask for a list of names, Mayor. We, the diversity issues thing, we asked for numbers. How many teachers, how many African Americans, how many Hispanic? It was the assistant superintendent, I have an email to that, that directed Lori, the personnel person, to give them to us. We weren't demeaning or beating down doors. Don and Don Toe, our education chair, and I and my husband went to talk to Assistant Superintendent Rousseau, and he took our advice. We said, we just want to help you learn how to reach out and hire more people of color and so on. It's not like we were trying to ram anything at anybody, but we are created by statute in the state of New Jersey. The other interesting thing is your notion about meritocracy, and that concerns me because it says something to, as Earl said, reflections to all human rights, Human Relations Commission, that we are, in the guidelines that created us said we are a body of citizens broadly representative of the religious, racial, ethnic, business, labor, and public media groups in the township. And I don't feel that we have that now, and there are four positions. So I'm saying the bottom note is I think some of this hoopla has, maybe intentionally, I don't know, but it's going away from the ultimate point, which is that I was on the commission 17 years. I filed a lawsuit back in June 04. It was settled in August 07. Why am I suddenly off the commission? Supposedly because of litigation. It doesn't make sense to me, and I don't think it makes sense to a lot of people here. But we have a good commission. Jackie will attest that we've done a lot of things. We asked you guys for input back in about a year ago. We said, what would you like us to work on? And Heidi, we sent Heidi the memo. She sent it out, list two things. None came back. Heidi asked again. Our secretary did. They had no input for us, and yet they're complaining about the input. And we sat down together and made up about five different things to work on. There's no unrest. I don't know where you got that idea, but I would like to know your source also, but he won't let you. But there is no unrest on our commission, at least before I was taken off. There's unrest now, but certainly we've been a lot calmer than the township committee, but I'm glad to see NIDAS working together. One more thing. One of the suggestions we made a year ago, we were thinking as a human rights, was that the minutes be put online for ability of senior citizens, disabled people, working people to see it. And that was a year ago, and there were a lot of stumbling blocks, but I just, because of the previous conversation, last summer I called up the director of this program that you're working with in the county, and he told me then that people had just been out to in-service, our computer people, and our minutes could be up by September. And here, it's been a whole year since we first sent you the letter, which you ignored. But I guess bottom line is, I am being retaliated against. Our good commission, we're not overstepping, and I'm just going to summarize, there's no shame in my game, but can you say the same? Thank you.
Thank you.